walk the tape up, and I think you know what I'd like next time.
I think the flash is being a little bit thicker.
You think of molasses as being a little bit thicker, and you think of molasses and, with sorghum, which comes from the farm, and you think of syrup as being commercially produced product.
Okay, so you say molasses?
Syrup being more.
Molasses is a term that we associate with older times. Uh-huh. Syrup being more molasses. Modern.
Did you say molasses are thick or molasses is thick? Or?
Molasses is thick.
And say if you had a belt made out of cowhide, it would have a word on there to tell you that it was made out of
genuine cowhide,
nothing else.
Probably.
It'd say it was
genuine cowhide.
Okay. And when sugar was weighed out of a barrel, you'd say that sugar was sold
in bulk.
Okay. And what do you have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. And you say if there was a bowl of apples somewhere and a child wanted one, he'd say,
give me an apple.
Okay. And you say, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of them.
Those.
Okay. You ever say them boys?
That's commonly used. I try not to use it myself.
Down the road.
And say, he doesn't live here, he lives down
over there.
Okay. Any other expression?
Down the road, over the hill, down yonder.
Okay. Does yonder seem to you to be farther away?
Yes.
Okay. You want to tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay.
Or like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And say, if you're not rich, you're
poor.
Okay. And you say, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man
who's rich.
Okay. And say, if you have a lot of peach trees, you call that a peach
orchard.
Okay, and you might ask somebody if it's his orchard. And he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he'd point to someone else and say, he's the man.
He's the man that owns it.
Okay. And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor. The next door was a child
who had everything.
Okay, but you talk about his father being rich. You say, when I was a child, my father was poor. The next door was a child
whose dad was rich.
Okay. And the inside of a cherry, you call the...
Inside of a what?
Cherry.
Yeah,
the
peach seed.
The part that you don't eat.
Oh, the seed.
Okay. What about the peach?
Peach seed.
You know, you can open up that peach seed and you find a smooth.
The heart.
Huh?
The heart.
Okay. And the kind of peach that it comes off the seed real easy.
I don't know the name.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Some are, you have to cut the seed out of,
yeah.
And some are really...
Some breaks off. I don't know the name, the difference, though.
Have you ever heard clingstone or pressed peach or plum peach or freestone?
I've heard of the name clingstone and freestone, or clingstone and freestone.
Okay. If you don't use it much?
I don't use it, no.
Okay. And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
Okay, what kind of nuts do you have around here?
Well, we've got walnuts, we've got hickory nuts. Peanuts.
Any other name for peanuts?
Goobers.
Okay. When you mentioned walnut, walnut has two coverings on it.
Uh-huh.
What do you call those?
The hull is the outside covering that you have to hull it in order to get to the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, I don't know what the other term is. You just have to crack it.
Okay. What do you call the inside?
The kernels.
And what kind of nuts must you get around Christmas?
Well, you get...
you might buy, I guess.